Wungarali Majinu, Adam Shirley, ABC Radio, Canberra Wurundjeri.
I've made my way to beautiful Revette, where the sun is shining at the Western Creek Men's Shed, and inside the shed it's a flurry of activity as members get ready to continue so many different projects inside this productive shed. There's little pieces of timber and electric saw blades and a whole range of craftsmanship tools. With me is the president of the Western Creek Men's Shed, Alan Booth. Alan, thank you so much for inviting me down. Of course, many of ABC Canberra listeners will be familiar with the ongoing work of you and your members to support South Coast fire victims. How is that work going?
It's going very well. We've now on our fourth container to fill up, and there's an expanding, shall we say, clientele down there for what's in those containers as the word gets out.
What is in the containers, Alan, and is there a role for Canberrans to support you in this ongoing work?
Well, it's basically tools, drills, hammers, pliers, saws, supplies like nuts and bolts and screws. That's the sort of main supply. But we get some other donations, fairly big saws and workshop tools and that sort of thing. We have sent the occasional bookcase down there or storage box because that's what they wanted. So we're just maintaining that supply of those goods.
There's also a new project that you're involved in, and I'm looking at an example, a prototype. Tell me about it.
Yes, one of our members was approached by a group that does burial services for stillborn babies. They just wanted to know whether we were able to make the caskets. So we've now made some sample units, and yesterday I was out talking to the funeral directors, Bill Cole Funerals, about these caskets, and they approve what we've done. So now we're going to go into a production. Not sure how many we'll need. They estimate on average two a week. We'll see how that sort of develops as time goes on. And also I'm looking at sponsorship or from suppliers for the timber and the wood. So we'll follow that up this coming week. And an outstanding action, which I've sort of volunteered to try and find, is that they line the inside of the casket with a white satin just envelope. There's padding there and everything else like this. So I'm looking for dressmakers, seamstresses, whoever might be able to help us for doing that. On the proviso that all our services are given free, and I understand the services of the funeral directors are also given free. So it'd be nice if we can continue that on right through to the complete casket.
As well as projects like these, there's also examples of really stunning stained glass here within the workshop.
Yes. Well, there's a couple of our members have done this in the past. So they've set up a workshop and they make these light catchers.
A rainbow of colours, absolutely beautiful. The geometry is just stunning. It reminds me of the windows at the National Library of Australia.
That's right. And also they do repair jobs. You know, somebody with a glass china cabinet with a broken stained glass door, they'll endeavour to fix those up.
But Alan, what's really caught my eye is the portable picnic tables for refreshments.
Yes.
That your members are busy making with beautiful pieces of timber.
Yes, well, we had these for sale at a stall at Coolerman Court just before Christmas, and they were a good seller. So now we've been offered the opportunity at an event later in the year to be able to set up and sell these. So we're in the process of making those, different designs, you know, handy, just sit on the lawn having a few drinks, and you've got somewhere to put your glasses and your biscuits and your cheese and your glasses.
Alan, you're a retired public servant. For you and your members, what are you getting out of being part of this men's shed here in Revette?
Well, I think the biggest benefit for us all is sort of fellowship. It's being able to come along and exchange some jokes and some banter and some insults along the way. We don't mind the occasional insult. We're thick-skinned here. Yeah, and I think it's good to see the members coming along and joining in the workshop. Because I say for a long time there was only two members who will work in the workshop for quite a while. It's now developed, and we've probably got a core of about 15 men that are very active in the workshop. And of course, the membership of the shed as a whole is around about 60 people at the moment.
Alan, thank you so much. It's lovely to come down here and see how productive you and your members are inside the Western Creek Men's Shed. And for anyone listening in who might want to get involved, find out more, Western Creek Men's Shed, all one word, .org.au.
Ungarali Majinu, Adam Shirley, ABC Radio, Canberra, Warragee.